Dearest Lord Christ, you are our light and our salvation. I will shine your candle in front of all. Amen.
L'chaim.
Thank you, Patrice.
No problem.
Patrice at booyahore.net still, right?
For the time being, but you can go to Lights Drama Action and sign up and leave comments and stuff. It goes up officially on the 9th.
So there's something going
there's
on.
There's a little bit of something.
It's Lights Drama Action. All right.
What do I get when I go there?
My undying devotion.
All right. Look at that.
That's all he's been wanting.
Just a URL and it's done. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. First of all, condolences to anybody who knows or was hurt on the Minneapolis Bridge. What a catastrophe.
Wow. Sucks.
Minneapolis, wow. Mississippi. And dozens of relatives waited for word of their loved ones today as authorities tried to recover bodies lodged in the wreckage of a Minneapolis bridge. As many as 50 vehicles are trapped in the rubble or in the river after the 8-lane interstate bridge collapsed during Minneapolis's evening rush hour Wednesday.
I can't believe the pictures that you see of this. It just, what,
all
decided to
up.
Give, right?
It fell right
so
in the water.
Crazy.
Mississippi River. 20 to 30 people were missing. 4 people are confirmed dead, and the officials said at least 79 people were injured. Interstate 35 West bridge over Mississippi River. That is insane. The pictures are insane. And that's somebody you care about, by the way. Not people that fake jump off bridges.
Girl.
Oh, exactly, girl. Let me get to that. Real quick, let me say this. Brother Love's looking for a guitarist for the Atlanta show. When is that?
August 31st, we're doing a show, and then Brother Love is going to kind of close out that show. All he needs is, he's not bringing the whole band, he needs a guitarist, and he's going to be singing. I'll probably be joining him for at least summertime. And if you're a guitarist in the area, it's Atlanta.
I know I should have signed up for lessons. It never happened.
Right? Yeah, damn. I was like, oh, damn. Can I learn that? Can I learn super quick?
Damn. If you live or going to be in the Atlanta area during that time, now's your big break. But, and I understand musicians are artists and artists are flaky people. Don't email me, first of all. Email Brother Love.
Right.
Secondly, don't email, I'll do it.
No. If you have one of them little nice little MP3s of you playing the guitar, send
right.
that along.
Send the sample.
See, Patrice knows.
Hey, Keith, I'll do it. Done.
Yes,
done.
I'll do it, yes.
Hey, Keith, I'll do
yeah,
it.
I'll do it,
Keith. No, got it.
Patrice, good. All you had to do is do that. You didn't have to learn the guitar.
I didn't know that. I'll do it.
All right.
I'll be playing the tambourine, though. Y'all work
no,
it out.
No, wait. I needed to play the tambourine.
Y'all work it out.
You can play the triangle.
I'll wait a whole Josie in the Pussycat's office, but I'm playing the tambourine. I can't play the guitar.
Okay, done.
Done. See? Good.
Also, of course, for the next couple of days, go to podcastawards.com. Podcast Awards with an S.com and vote for us for People's Choice, vote for us for Mature, and then whenever
take it away from other people.
And don't let Don and Drew have it.
Oh,
that's the only reason.
That's mature.
That's mature. That's how you're in the category. I think it's funny. Nothing like a spite award.
Yes.
Yeah, they can't shut up. Can you, Don? You can't just shut up.
I don't know why I don't like her anymore. I've never met her. I don't really have a reason.
Right, right.
It's just her actual voice makes me not like
so
her.
So this is on Don and Drew's website. You can check him out at donanddrew.com. If you're new to the show, whenever I checked out podcasting in general, I'm like, let's see what these shows are. And I look at who's number one on top 10 lists. And it was Don and Drew at the time.
Right.
I don't know where they are now on the list.
I honestly, I'm just not just being spiteful. Try to
no,
find it.
No, that's the truth.
And
try to find them even if you just type in podcasting somewhere.
Right, right.
You know?
So I listened
to
this.
She made fun of your Google rank.
Now that's fighting words.
So
we're so internet fighty.
Cyber slanging.
I check out the first show, and it's so god-awful. But so, yes, you know what? Keith and the Girl is on their inspiration list because you really did inspire me, guys. You were so fucking god-awful that I had to go and make one. And it worked out for us.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like I owe you 10%.
But you don't.
I'm not owing you anything, yes.
So anyway, they just can't leave anything alone. And here's Don and Drew writing about Nick Starr that we talked about yesterday, threatened
to
kill himself.
And before you continue with this about the bridge, Jeremy says Nick's home could have jumped for him if he was just on the correct bridge.
Right. Go down with it.
Now, my question, how is this, how he thought he was going to kill him? What he going to do?
He kept, you know, Twitter. You type into it and
oh,
it pops
up. Oh, that shit where you let people stalk you on the internet?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, what
exactly. I'm having a sandwich today. Send. Oh, it looks like it's going to rain outside.
Y'all
send.
Motherfuckers have never heard of daytime minutes.
Right, right.
I only get 400 text messages a month and I'm on the edge.
That's why you would love Twitter, Patrice. You would love it.
No, I wouldn't love it.
So he starts writing, yeah, I'm getting closer to the bridge now. I'm definitely going to jump off. I wonder if I'm the first one to do this while they're on Twitter. Okay, that's it. I'm going to do it. The end.
Nothing like a little internet last minute. Fame. Right.
So, of course, a couple of people think Keith Malley's an asshole. And I'm like, I know this guy. I know he's not going to do it. And for anybody saying, well, Keith, what if he did? What if he did?
What if he did? I dare you.
What if I had two dicks?
Do it. Oh, shit.
What if?
You'd be the most popular dude in town.
Right. I'd have plans, I guess. What if he did?
I'd be forced to share him.
People who are really good at committing suicide never threaten to commit
suicide.
That's
what I said yesterday.
They just fucking do it.
Of course he's not. Well,
asshole. Commit to the cause. Kill yourself.
Don wrote this on behalf of Don and Drew and found maybe my comments a little insensitive.
Whatever.
And she writes, as you may have heard already, Drew and I are very concerned over our friend Nick Starr.
Because I told him to be concerned. Be concerned. Hurry up.
Concerned over our friend Nick Starr and his recent Twitter posts. We have been trying to reach him since we are alerted, but so far have had no luck. We have been in contact with the highway patrol down there and are anxious to hear of his whereabouts. This is a very, very serious situation. I have been totally disgusted by the heartless comments and the terrible treatment Nick has received from some of those in the podcasting community.
Nigga, call a name. Don't allude. Call a fucking name.
They never say our name.
Be
ever.
Fucking grown. Ain't nobody in this room Voldemort. Own it. Hate that bitch.
Why?
You know why? I have no reason. I really wish I had a basis on which to hate her.
You know what's so awesome? I've never read Harry Potter, never saw a movie, but anytime somebody says the name in like a reference in a joke, I just laugh. It's just out of Voldemort.
Why must some people have to tear others down to the point of total destruction before they realize that their behavior could have deadly repercussions? If anything, sweetheart, you're the one who helps egg him on when he did say those bad things about Keith and the girl, and you know it. He was trying to impress you. Moo.
And now he's happy you're concerned. You call Highway Patrol. Good job.
He did that to impress you.
Feed the monster.
Does it make you feel good hurting other people? Are you truly that pathetic? Are you new to the show? Over 500 shows.
Just get here.
Right. Welcome to the club, honey. We hope that Nick is safe and offer whatever help he needs to get to a better place. I just pray that it isn't too late. I sincerely thank those of you that are sending their love to Nick right now. We all have had our bad moments, and sometimes, it was me last night with five cakes, we all had our bad moments.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
And sometimes it is the simple act of friendship that saves us. Kindness is something you can give freely if you choose to. Don and Drew. That's true, Don.
He'll be fine. The Lord protects the ridiculous.
Right. Sometimes the simple act of kindness helps when somebody's living in their car. You know what else? Sometimes it's also a place to stay that can help. And Nick Starr, look at that. They're taking you in, buddy.
Aww.
That's what I read in it.
Get a
that's
bunk
what
bed
I read
in the barn.
In.
That's right.
Yeah, it's easy to fucking talk, isn't it, guys? He better have a room for you. He better have a loft of hay in that fucking barn of yours next to the chickens.
Make him a manger. Treat him like the baby Jesus.
Right. You're not going to let him move in with you, friend. Friend.
He'll
it does take
food.
Kindness, doesn't it? Words.
Do you think if we heard Patrice lived in her car, we wouldn't be like, hello, come on over?
I say
how
no.
How dare you just.
I said, you know what? Y'all just doing me good. I'll see y'all on Thursday.
And I'd understand it. How about you just sleep over Thursdays or Wednesday night so you could be here Thursday?
I'll stay, but I won't sleep.
One eye open. One
how
eye open.
How dare you even allude to judging me? How dare every time you go to one of your Don and Drew show or a convention or some kind of meetup and he spent all his money to hang out with you guys for a little attention, how dare you just let him do that instead of sit him down and talk to him? How dare you use the word friend when you talk to him? Who are you to raise your finger at me? Huh? Huh? You must have been high. You must have been high.
Sugar does that.
Who are you to wave your fat finger at me? That's in the song. That's
quoting
in the song.
Tool today, are
yes.
Nice.
I
love that song.
That was deep. That was very deep. Tool's nice. Woman, I wish I were touring this summer.
You must be out your mind.
Out your ever loving
mind. You must be out your
bitch,
head.
Please.
Well, there are a couple things coming in on this. Josh Adu from Boston says, if I recall correctly, on show 474, Keith said he wouldn't care if this guy was dead. I remember because I was sitting in that room there. Fooey from Tulsa says Nick didn't kill himself. He killed his phone, and by doing that, he thinks he's dead. They actually just cut him off for lack of payment.
Ah, because your iPhone's not working anymore because you couldn't pay for it. That's not a heart support system, Nick. You're alive. How dare you?
When Twitter's dead, we're all dead.
How fucking dare you? And here's dumb little
Twitter
comments from people. Here's dumb little comments from people on Don and Drew. Nick, please be okay. We do love you. Please be okay. That's all he needs, Katie McSmelly. That'll help him. Please be okay. Done. Thanks, Katie and dumb mouth. Dumb mouth. I didn't have time to think about it.
No, it's cool.
I was angry.
I would have went with silly bitch, but that's just...
Here's Sneaker Pete. Nick, please be okay. That's all he needs. Please be okay.
Do you understand that this man is looking for attention and then you're just feeding it?
Oh, he can have it. He can have it. I just don't need that.
No, not you. Not you. I mean them with all this please be okay bullshit. If he killed himself, right. So fucking what?
Right.
So what?
Actually,
kill yourself.
When was the last time any
Do
of these people
now.
Called him?
You know
That's
what?
Probably why he's killing himself.
Call me when you kill yourself.
On the way down.
Until then, I don't give a shit.
But if we're... Call us and we'll put you on. But you unless know, we're like in the middle of a topic
ninth
or something.
Ninth grade motherfucking antics. I'm gonna kill myself. Well, then do it. And if you didn't do it, that's something else your dumbass failed at.
Keith, I'm actually
dumb
talking to you right
that's
now.
That's not a game. You get one chance to kill your stupid ass. Kill yourself. Drink a whole bottle of motherfucking peroxide. See if someone gives a shit. Let's see if Don and Drew comes to your funeral. Ultimate test of friendship. Kill yourself and find out.
See if Poncho can front the plane money.
Yes. Yes.
How dare you, Don?
Dumbass.
How dare you? Why don't you just shut your fucking mouth and help a buddy of yours? There's nothing you could have done to help Nick instead of writing that letter to attack me.
Oh, that's right.
There's nothing that could have been done. You called the police
call
and there's
one more
nothing
hospital.
You could have done.
Call one more hospital.
Right.
Call
Check
his
on
parents.
That. Check on it.
We got his parents' number somehow. You can do it.
Right.
You know? It might
we
be the
got
same.
It. Right.
And Josh Adju again says, hey, if you're going to kill yourself, make sure to turn on Pal Talk first.
Right.
That is the kind thing to do.
KeithandTheGirl.com/support. That's the system that we use for the live cameras in the studio right now where you could see Keith going nuts.
Don, how dare you? How dare you? I'm going to... You know what, Don? You owe me an apology.
Oh, shit.
For this.
Oh, shit.
And I don't want anything clever, as it said.
Can she spell it out in cheese doodles?
You can. You're allowed to email to me.
I'm sorry.
You don't even have to use your voice. You can email it to me in electronic form, not cheese doodle form. No, not Dawn. Let me make it clear. I know she was joking, but I don't want to confuse her. Not in cheese doodle form. No.
Wow.
No, you cannot do it in cheese doodle form. Dawn, you can't do it in cheese doodle form. That's hard. It's easier to write anyway.
Did you do it in cake frosting?
How dare you? How
sorry.
Dare you?
I'm sorry.
Your fucking friend is dying, and that's what you write. How dare you? You're so fucking appalled. You're so appalled. Put down the food. Pick up a pen. How dare you?
Oh, my God.
Look what you made me do. Fat jokes? Dawn.
You're better than that, Keith.
I'm better than
God
that, Dawn. I'm better than that.
You're so much better than that.
Oh, my God. I'm married to the devil, and you are his
I
best
have four DVDs, Dawn. People think I'm clever, and this is what you have me do?
You know?
Shit, how dare you?
Instead of writing about Keith.
Call what did you could have been done?
Call Jeez. The hospital. Call his parents.
You could have not berated your husband that day. There's so many other things you could have done.
That's asking too much. But maybe calling Chef Boyardee to see where he was wasn't the smartest idea.
Oh my God.
Chef Boyardee isn't... You know he's not a doctor or a psychologist of any kind.
Well, after she talked to Aunt Jemima. I'm not a nice girl.
Never said you were.
She caught me on a bad week.
You did laundry today. That's not nice to do laundry.
I did laundry and got tortured at the Dominican hair salon yesterday. I'm not in a good place.
I'll show you your name, baby. It's donanddrew.com. Check it the fuck out. Download a show. And then we'll take you back when you come back crying.
No Voldemort's here.
I love that name. Voldemort.
Did Nick start killing himself in Second Life? Probably not even that.
That would actually be humorous. I'm dead.
I sharded from Alaska said, well, Nick gave up on killing himself, but when he stepped back, his hair got caught and he tripped and he died.
Aww.
Yeah, that's sad, though. That one's seriously sad. Hi, Keith and the girl. I love the show. My stats for the record are 40. I'm 40 years old. I'm straight, married with children, $100,000 a year cartoonist. What do you make, Garfield? Doubt it. Who was once a clown. His clown name was Spunko the Clown. Spunko
rude.
The happy clown. That's
that
disgusting.
Is rude.
I thought Flippy was clever. You're gross. Here's his suicide story. In the early 90s, a buddy of mine set me up to discover his body after he blew his head off with a rifle,
oh my God,
and I was arrested for murder. He was afraid that nobody would find his body, so invited me over to his apartment, gave me a few glasses of scotch, excused himself,
oh my God,
went into his bedroom, stripped down to his underwear, grabbed the rifle, and kaboom, brains all over the wall. What a surprise.
I would, A, be offended that he felt that you wouldn't get implicated in some way. Why'd he have to make you drink? He couldn't just say, I gotta go pee and kill himself.
Why'd he have to drink, implicated for murder, and also maybe, possibly, some kind of sexual abuse?
That's what I was about
to
say.
Put on your pants.
Why you ain't got no clothes on? What happened?
Wear a suit, you know?
I'm drunk, you have no clothes on, and you're dead. I might have a moment.
Isn't that what you do? You dress up in, like, your finest suit, you
yes,
comb your hair, you act like you're gonna go out, and then boom. You don't actually do the opposite.
I was watching a TV show where the man was gonna kill himself, and he was actually an undertaker. He climbed in a coffin.
No, that's
put on
nice.
His good suit and got in the coffin and went doof and killed himself.
Get out. Oh, he's, so nice. He's ready.
Yeah, he was in a hearse and he turned the car on and put the thing on the
shut
exhaust
up.
Hose because his wife said mean things to him. It's a show called Bad Girls. And he put the exhaust hose and laid in the coffin in the back and killed himself.
Wow. Is that real or is it?
It's a TV show.
It's still nice, though.
That it stuff is.
It's a lesson learned.
You know what? Because all I got to do, put the lid on.
Well, you wait until the third raider from that show does it. You know?
Just got to put the lid on. That's all.
I called the police, who read me my rates, took
oh
me
my
to the station,
oh,
fingerprinted me, then grilled me in a little room for hours.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, do I just leave? Can they tell I was here?
Right, and you're freaking out, too.
Right.
You know, your friend just died.
Well,
and
he was
now
smart enough to not leave.
True,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So this is what happened. I guess the whole thing looked shady, or it's something they do to everyone. I don't really know. I saw a punker with no fixed address at the time. What was that? Oh, I was a punker. I was a punk kid with no fixed address at the time. And they grilled me so hard, I thought for sure I would get sent to prison on a technicality. Finally, they found the fluid-soaked suicide note. And I had no fingerprints on the gun, so I was turned out of the station.
Nice. Couldn't they start with fingerprints on the gun?
Confused and blinking in the sunlight. I saw that fucker's blown apart head like a mirage in front of my eyes for years.
Oh.
Anyone contemplating suicide, jump into a vat of acid or something so the
exactly.
rest of us don't have to look at you. Thanks for the show. Got to get back to drawing funny cartoons. Mitch.
Ha ha, giggles.
Did you put it in your cartoon for the next couple episodes?
Right.
He probably draws family circle or something like sunshiny shit like
right,
that.
Right,
I draw Kathy.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. And then those shitty comics make sense. Well, you're a fucking mess.
I draw Kathy. I like that. I don't like to think about dark things. I like to think about chocolate and cats.
I knew somebody fucked up through that fucking cartoon.
And not being married.
Oh, Dawn.
You know, I'm glad it wasn't just me.
It's just not nice, quite frankly. Just not nice. Here's the rock band Kiss. Earlier we were talking about Paul Stanley having heart problems. We got a little nervous. Maybe he's going to die. His heart beat over twice as fast as it did all of a sudden.
Because he rocks so hard.
Well, I think it's because of this. He did a show just before that, I believe, at Cisco, the electronic company, CISCO.
Mm-hmm.
And this is them trying to get Paul Stanley. He'll talk second. And Gene Simmons, he'll talk first after they're being interviewed. Well, they both don't want to talk. Tell us about the state of technology today, idiots. And here it is.
Kiss, probably the most iconic rock band in the world. Want to get their take on where technology is going, what they'd like to be able to do, basically their vision for the connected life.
The connected life is finally happening right here, right now. The future is today.
They sound
What's
like
happening?
Grandpa.
They sound like Grandpa,
yeah.
They sound iconic.
Happening right here, right now. The future is today. What's happening is in the palm of your hands, you can have all technology, all information that mankind has come and collected, whether you're a child or a grown-up. And that means you can be in school, not have to go to the library down the block. You can be in a hospital and find out what the latest medicine is. The future's finally arrived, and that's all information for everybody.
You have no fucking idea what they do.
He sounds like 10 different TV commercials.
Right,
like the Kodak commercial, like, take your pictures bright and crisp, but remember your past with your future. Like, it's just a whole bunch of shit strung together.
The thing is
no
he does, he's not sure what he's selling. That's why he didn't say
he
any names.
He knows
he
has something to do with computers.
Yeah.
So he's really talking about the state of the internet. Like, you can get something anywhere.
It's how my parents talked about my brother's business.
Mm-hmm.
They do computer things. It's very technology.
Well, you just
it's
want
very
to say, what kind of sprockets you motherfuckers sell?
Yeah, they don't know.
So then it gets even better. This is Paul Stanley.
I think what's going on with the handheld, operating on so many different levels, the fact that we can be connected both personally and through the internet is a great thing. My problem is that the screens, no matter how large, tend to be pretty small. What I'd love to see is a small projector.
You're out of thing. You're supposed to talk about Cisco systems and how they're helping technology, and maybe something about where technology is today, a little specifically in relation to Cisco. What I would like to see happen is, I think there should be a projector that you can have in your hand, tiny, but it goes against the wall so you can see it real big.
So everybody can see it.
You're not here to make up technology, Paul.
And in the Jetsons, they had the food and Rikasaka regular. Right. I would like some shit that makes banana splits on command.
The thing is, I blame them. Why didn't they give them a script or somewhere to go
say
on?
Say this, y'all.
Exactly. Say this one sentence. You know, memorize it good.
Go to Cisco.com, though, and you can see this. Like, they were like,
that?
We still... But they're saying, like,
we're keeping it.
We got Kiss.
Yeah.
We got Kiss, and that's the point.
Maybe... I think they're calling Kiss's fans morons. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if Kiss says Cisco. And it's almost true.
Both personally and through the internet is a great thing. My problem is that the screens, no matter how large, tend to be pretty small. What I'd love to see is a small projector, a small lens built into your handhelds that can project on a wall to any size you need. Make it a lot easier to read.
Thank you so much, guys, and we're honored to have you playing for us tonight. Have a good time out there with the guys.
I like the way he stopped that sentence. Like, I'm glad I got that shit off my chest.
Okay. You're right.
Thanks, Grandpa.
I think somebody's going to do it now. Maybe somebody heard that. They'd be embarrassed if they didn't make it.
I would like my phone to be in Braille, because I would be blind soon.
How are you guys doing tonight? You guys work on that projector thing, yeah? I'll give rock and roll to you. You give me the projector thing. Handheld.
Yeah. Do the tongue.
Give him a reason.
Something, yeah. Just a Jew. Well, he wanted anything. Use the kisser net. You know?
Wow.
Wow, they can. Well, it's good to see one thing finally these whores can't sell. That's kind of good to see. It means they have a piece of a heart.
No, I think as long as they don't talk about something, they can sell it.
Right.
That sounds real, Grandpa. Do you guys make the iPods? That should have been the next question. It sounds real old.
Going back to suicides, Fooey from Tulsa, fucking suicides. In the hotel business, all these assholes go to the room to blow their brains out. First, if you're going to a hotel to kill yourself, why go to a Super 8 or a Motel 6?
Do it up.
You won't have to pay for the Plaza or the Ritz or the room service. Have some champagne. Get into it.
Do it right.
That's true. Yeah.
But I think people do the hotel thing so that they know they'll be found.
The motel?
Or
a hotel.
Somewhere besides your home.
Okay, then do it at a fancy place, though.
Yeah, not do it at a fancy place, but I think that's the point of doing it somewhere that's not your house.
Do it off a diving board. I jump and shoot myself.
Nice.
All coked up.
At the end, they say you had skill.
If you were coked up, though, Keith, you'd be happy.
Then I stop. Again, win-win. Win-win.
Nice. Keith has all kinds of
I
ideas
I live and
suicide.
I realized what's so fucking exciting, jumping on coke and trying to shoot yourself, but it didn't take.
See, maybe that's...
Or I die, and that was my plan all along.
That's why maybe they're not going to the Ritz. All of a sudden, they're happy at the Ritz with their champagne and their, you know, room service. Now they got
to
pay for it.
I have to kill myself.
Yeah.
I can't afford this.
That's true. I guess that ensures that you will kill yourself. I can't pay this.
Here's outtakes from Robert De Niro doing a commercial for Fox about Tribeca.
When we created Tribeca, we wanted to capture all the emotion, all the energy, and all the power of a movie. See for yourself, Tuesday on Fox. Do another? Yeah, that's all right.
One more. Can you try one just generally more energetic?
I'm sorry, I got... that's energetic. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, okay. Excuse me.
Good. No. Tuesday on Fox.
No, sorry. I'm not selling cars, okay?
A little bit. I'm not selling cars.
I'm too grown for this.
I'm Robert De Niro, right? I'm Robert De Niro, and I'm done being fucking directed. What a dick!
No, you know what it probably took for them to get him in there in the first place.
Okay, so you should all, because he did The Godfather, he did all these great things. Yeah, so now don't ever tell him what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. No, not don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me to do what
Thursday
to do when
Fox.
you're a 24-year-old assistant director. Where's the grown-ups? Let one of the grown-ups talk to me. I think that's his attitude.
Yeah, one of the grown-ups. You have to earn the right to get me to stupid fucking commercial promo.
I think he's just embarrassed that he's doing a commercial.
Exactly.
He doesn't want to seem like, hey, guys, come on over.
You don't have
this.
To, but you could do... Could you be directed?
No.
Actor?
No.
No. Okay.
Because
no.
I'm also a director. I directed it already for you. Should
but
I, that, you just
but
now
I do want to say in his defense when he does say, I'll play it again, but when he does say like, you know, Tuesday on Fox, and I'm like, you really don't care. He did get, when he got mad, it was the same tone. No, you're wrong. And I'm like, wow, you talk ridiculous in real life, too.
That's right. It's my job.
Wait, Josh Adjou is saying he reminds us, De Niro the Great, star of Analyze That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't forget.
I choose to cut him off at 2000.
Yeah. So you could live with watching
him. I remember the good
times.
Yeah. I think you don't know what you're talking about. I know what I'm doing. You're talking to the star of Bullwinkle. Don't forget.
That's true.
Yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
What did I say? I cut him off.
I was in Shark Tale. I'm so sorry. I fucking thought I could use a little more enthusiasm because the camera barely picked that up.
He got a taste for the money. I can't blame him. I cut him off at like 2000.
When we created Tribeca, we wanted to capture all the emotion.
He owns Tribeca, right? He doesn't even know how to pronounce it.
He owns Tribeca Film Studios.
Really?
And he's one of the co-founders of the Tribeca Film Festival.
When we created Tribeca, we wanted to capture all the emotion, all the energy, and all the power of a movie. See for yourself, Tuesday on Fox.
And now, right now, the guy's debating, like,
yeah,
do I
tell him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Good.
I'm sorry, I got that's energetic. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay. Nane tries to get him to say, okay, how about just the Fox part and I'll splice it together. You know, I'll pay these people that you don't give a fuck for the whole crew. I'll pay him more. Can you just say Fox at 10 or whatever? As soon as he says no, he has a little handler because handlers have to take care of these little babies. And he goes, no. And you hear this woman go, no, no, I'll take care of you, Robert. I'll take it. No, no.
Wow.
Good.
No.
The Tuesday at Fox.
No, sorry. I'm not selling cars, okay?
Yeah, that's what he asked you to do, to fucking twirl hoops. Or maybe just talk louder. Act like you give a fuck. Maybe
you
want people to see this show.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, he didn't give a fuck. And where's that show on Fox now about Tribeca?
You actually don't have to give a fuck. No. You have to act like you give a fuck.
Right, right.
You know what?
Right.
I don't even give that much of a fuck. I can't even act like
it. That's your job,
you know? My check cleared. I'm good.
Yeah. You don't have to like wiping down the tables. But if you're a maid, you have to act like you.
It's like, how did you feel acting opposite of a Transformer? Because was it hard? Because that nobody was really there when you did it? No! It
no.
wasn't hard.
Not
I'm
hard
an actor.
Followed the X.
I'm an actor.
I pretended it was there.
Right. That's how it... Wow, that is amazing. How
I think with
that?
All the older dudes, there's an attitude of like, who the fuck are you, you young motherfucker?
Right.
That...
Not cool.
...is understood at this point.
Not cool. Let's talk about more celebrities, by the way. What is going on this week in the gossip news? One second, please.
Sorry.
No, it's my fault. I deliberately talked when she was drinking water.
Yes, thank you.
It is fucking hot outside. Am I wrong?
Keith likes slaves. Just like an army of slaves at work.
I really don't know why you turned off the air conditioner before we left. Never, ever turn off this air conditioner.
It got to the point where it wasn't even about touching me on the train. I need everyone on the train to close their eyes and not look at me. Like, it was that hot. You are all doing some weird shit to me right now. It is extra hot because you are all staring at me. Everyone on this train, could you please close your eyes? You don't need to see anything in here.
I do want to say this. I do want to go back for one second and talk about Dawn.
I'm glad it's still on your mind.
If it's clear, I will accept an apology in cheese doodle form.
Okay.
But it has to be clear.
But it has to be whole. It has to be whole cheese doodles and not cheese doodle dust.
Right.
That's not fair.
Right. Like, do it like an art project.
Yes.
Okay. But then don't roll it up like a fucking fruit roll up and eat the whole paper.
Ooh, I didn't even get there.
Not a picture of it. I need
and
it.
Jam is not glue.
Jam is not glue. Dawn! Jam is not glue, Dawn!
Well, she could spell it out in wacky hair color. I'm sure she got some of that laying around the crib.
No. Wow. We're being silly, of course, with all that. But I do demand an apology.
Yeah, with words
with
that
words.
You can't eat.
Yes. What's happening today, Patrice?
Last week, for a moment, we talked about or mentioned that when we're talking about people who are nominated in the best reality show category.
Yes.
The stars of the show Little People, Big World, the one with the midgets.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that guy got a little DUI.
But it's not his first DUI.
Oh.
He actually has a couple more laying around from 2003.
He's in big trouble.
But think about that, man. That's the most economical thing he could do is get drunk.
I didn't get to the feedback yesterday that said, because it was like by the time the feedback came in, we were two stories later. Right. But some guy said, a van. Really, he couldn't find anything else to drive. The man drives a van, the little guy.
Right.
He could get one of them Jeeps from Toys R Us and over our town. And that motherfucker, if you want to save gas money, I run on batteries.
No joke. Is he supposed to drive a car? Can he reach the pedals?
I'm sure they have modifications to the car for him to be able to drive.
All right. That's silly goose. So how many times do you know? How many times is he busted?
From what I heard, so far it's said one, but he was stopped another time and cited. So far two times.
Do you have any idea how much he drank?
Well, see, I think when you have to take it down to his size.
Like secondhand booze gets him drunk,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like, I had one beer, Your Honor. We'll go to jail.
Yeah, the thing is, it is a DUI, right? Not a DWI.
DUI, driving under
the influence, so it's not while intoxicated. So that is a little different.
He was belligerent during the field sobriety test as well.
To see a midget get all belligerent jumping up at me, but you're still at my navel.
I will take you out. Speaking of midgets,
you Gary, hold them. You hold their head with like one hand, and they're like doing their arms.
You
like
watch
a child.
Too many cartoons.
Keith wants to date a midget. I think all of a sudden,
Gary Coleman having some lady troubles. He was in an argument with his girlfriend, and she got out of the car to, like, you know, do her, I ain't taking no more of your bullshit. And he went to pull off, and she went to get back in the car while he was pulling off, and a police officer was driving by and saw all of this and thought he was trying to drag her in the car.
Oh, my God.
And his basic statement was, I've come to learn that when it comes to women and arguments, you're just going to end up being wrong. Just forget it. I'm not going to say nothing. Nothing happened. Mind your business. Keep it moving.
Poor guy. Once you do a loan commercial.
The payday loan commercial.
For not payday. That's what it was, right?
Yeah. They're not allowed in New York State, so we didn't see them. But
an APR of 99.25% shouldn't be allowed anywhere. I think it's hard for your girlfriend to respect you.
Yes. That's loan sharkery right there.
Yeah,
I'll
it
give
is.
You a better rate.
That's true, right?
$2,600 is an average loan for them. 99.25%. On the low end.
Right.
APR.
I say we go into that business after this.
Can't do it in New York. There's a lot of states that are starting to
We're
make
We're seeing
it
the
no
commercial
dice.
Now, though.
That's because of cable. It's not legal in New York State.
Really?
If a lot of... It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be legal if all these other things aren't legal. Mm-hmm. If drugs aren't... You know, if the government has to watch out for us, and I think a lot of times it absolutely does, then this should be one of those times that just because you're in...
A lot of the eastern states, it's not allowed anymore. A few in the West Coast, but definitely for sure, I know New York, you're not allowed to do it anymore. There was a big deal about that a couple years ago.
Yeah, you're just taking advantage. It is a scam. You're just taking advantage.
I mean, 25% at tops. I mean, because Victoria's Secret, their fucking credit card is a fucking hustle at 21%. Right. So 99.2. Oh, thank you for that 0.25. That 7.5 is going to be in my pocket real nice. Good times.
DUI, under the influence. Of course, he's a midget. He's under everything.
Yeah.
The king of awesome.
He could get drunk on perfume fumes.
The king of awesome is his name.
Yeah. Oh, he probably walked past a muffler or something.
I think somebody signed up on our forums as I Killed Charlie. Keith thought it was funny. And, you know, we send once a month we send out an email to everyone who signs up in the forums. Just to give them an update and to, you know, ask them to vote. And so part of Keith's thing is like, hey, anyone want to do me a favor and kill Charlie?
Oh, has he called again?
All the time.
And then I go, I'd like to make it clear, you know, if you can't do that, then don't forget to vote and stuff.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, either one.
So have the messages become more intense as the need for shelter increases?
Kind of, right, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
kind of.
I feel bad that coincidentally, right before a show starts, he happens to IM me, and that reminds me my IM is open, and I want as few things open as possible. So I'm like, oh, thanks for the reminder, but then it looks like I'm shutting the virtual door in his face.
Why wouldn't you make yourself invisible?
I'm not gonna play games for anybody. You know
what? Not necessarily play games, but that's not.
I don't want to be invisible to my real friends.
Actually, anybody but Charlie knows that just because Keith is on IM, it doesn't mean he's
not
in front of a computer.
Right,
you know, Keith's IM is on constantly. The only time it's off is when we're doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Any other time, he could be sleeping. His IM is on, and it won't show that he's away. Right.
People get offended by that. Like, they think you're not answering them or whatever.
That's why I
don't care.
People get all wordy with me.
Fuck them.
Well, fine. Don't talk to me. Okay.
Right. It's a computer. I'm not telling you if I'm home or not home. Like, wouldn't you think I'm dumb if you knew? Like, I'd be dumb. You should be happy I'm not dumb. Think I'm rude, but just don't think I'm dumb.
Nice. I've been in the shower. I consider taking off IM just in case, like, because when I'm on IM, most likely IM. I'm in front of the computer. Mm-hmm. But I have walked away. It's kind of like that with. It's more like that with me in the phone. I think people understand my IMing situation, mm-hmm. and nobody's a bit. But it took me changing my IM name twice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is like my third, twice or three times. It's like my third or fourth IM name.
And four.
When I go to my old IM, I have like I don't know, a zillion names. Now when you look at it, I have about 10 names because these are the people who understand. If I don't respond, I don't respond. So I don't get shit on that. But I do know that when I'm out, people see that my phone is visible. I'm pretty much on top of it or whatever. But certain days, I'm at my house, and my phone could not be further away from me because I'm so tired. I'm so done with everything. So people get offended. Like, I know you watch your phone all the time. And my parents do that, too, because they see me doing it. They're like, oh, it's not like you're on the internet or on the phone all the time that you can answer or whatever. So I get that about the phone, and I'm like, just saying it, I'm not on my phone all the time.
I started taking my phone off at night.
Yeah, me too. I used to sleep with it in the same room, and I'd hear the buzz because whatever. And then I'm like, you know what? I think things can wait.
And it's always the most bullshit calls I get at 2 a.m. anyway.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah. Like, girl, we had this party tearing it down. You gotta come. And by the time you put your clothes on and get there, what happened? Everybody went home. Fuck you bitches. And then you have to go home. No, fuck it. No more reindeer games at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, when I'm done, when I'm under the covers, I will see you tomorrow. Done.
When I'm a lot, because we're talking about drinking and that.
Keith is never around his phone.
I don't give a fuck.
That's why I don't call his phone.
Everyone calls me.
it's like doing the dishes wrong. You never have to do them again.
Only time I call your phone is if I don't get her phone to ask you where her phone is.
And then I probably have his phone because
And then I'm like Patrice does to me what we all want to do to dumb business secretaries. And I'm like, well, can I help you with something? Can you, Keith? No, I'll get her phone.
and then she calls me and she's like, can you open the door? I'm like, sure. Keith couldn't do it.
But speaking of booze and stuff, what's up, Patrice, with a new VH1 show called Celebrity Rehab? What is this? Have you heard of this?
It might be part of that Fabulous Life series, from what I've heard.
That is fabulous. Oh,
it's
my God.
Celebrity. It's just reviews on the different rehab centers and which one's more posh than the other. And all that bullshit. It's one of those one-hour specials. It's
the Fabulous Life of.
It's not I don't believe it to be a reality show. I've been on their press page, and that's not what they have it listed as.
Oh, so. My God. It's like Cribs, but rehab without
Well, how Promises is better than Betty Ford. And da-da-da-da-da.
Spending a night at Promises is a whopping $45,000
exactly.
a night.
Exactly. One of those.
But they can afford it because they just drove a Rolls Royce made in Italy at the cost of $2,000 a worker.
Exactly. One of those series, and who went to which facility, and all that kind of bullshit.
I would love to vacation at one of their rehab spots.
I would go to Promises for like a week. They have such a beautiful view.
Oh, I bet they pamper the shit out of you.
They make you clean your room. Oh, no. I have to make
clean what?
Bed.
Everything is just probably immaculate in there. It's probably all
fine. I'd have
fine.
Such an awesome time at rehab if I went to expensive rehab.
Oh, man.
I'd find something to be addicted to.
If only I had the money.
I'm addicted to spending money.
Me I think that's Kong. What happened. They're like, well, now that I got all the money, I got to visit rehab. Let's do some coke.
I need a break.
I'm not joking that I would like to know. Everybody talks about Promises, right? That's the rehab center. Where is that?
Where's it? Malibu?
Malibu. I mean, it's expensive. It's the Ritz of...
It's posh.
Right. I want to spend a night there now. You know, if I had money that I'm just wasting...
I'd do a weekend. Y'all like got a three-day package?
Right.
Let's call up with our media kit. We haven't done that in a while.
Honestly, I would go just to make for the connections. Everyone's in rehab.
That's true.
Just leave cards and stick stickers everywhere
I'd
and just go.
I'd leave rehab and me and Mel Gibson be making a movie.
Yeah, but I'm on coke. I didn't know I was putting stickers
up. That's right. I'd be the star of Apocalypto 2. I'm playing a Mayan soldier. It'd be crazy. I'd love to go to rehab.
What else is going on, Patrice?
Not on this sheet, but on the gossipy tip, there's this new movie that they're making and everyone's up in arms about it. It's by J.J. Abrams. It's called a couple different names. It's called Cloverfield. It's called 1808. It's called Monstrous. A bunch of different things.
They should work on that. Is my
It's one of those we're being secretive. Okay. Get the buzz going from the get. Like, they're just starting filming. And a friend of mine called me yesterday. I was under the hairdryer. And she's doing wardrobe and she has a friend who's one of the location scouts. And I actually got to work on the movie last night. It's not about zombies. Don't tell anybody I told you that, but it's not about zombies. Because I did sign a little piece of paper, so don't tell nobody. But I figure at this point, sue me. What are you going to get? I just bought an iPod Shuffle. You won.
Did you? Congrats.
That's about it.
Congrats.
But what are you suing me for?
We treat you nice.
What are you suing me for? Future Earn is fine. I'll never work. Anyway, it's not about zombies, but there is a post-apocalyptic-ish kind of situation. I spent most of the night putting dust on clothes.
Are there ads for this movie out?
It's one ad. If you've seen the ad.
Is this the one that looks like it could be Godzilla?
Yes, but it's not Godzilla.
Okay.
That I found out for sure. Where the Statue of Liberty doesn't have a head.
I think so. Yeah, people are having a party, right? And it's like you're supposedly watching an amateur video camera. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden there's noise outside and you hear like what you think is Godzilla and destruction. And that's the whole ad.
Right.
I don't believe there's any title shown or anything like that.
118,
coming next year. Like,
yeah, 11808 is the website. I don't believe it to be the release date from what I've heard as far as how they're extending filming. They're filming on the Lower East Side.
What did J.J. Abrams do? He does action.
He does Lost.
Oh, really? Okay.
Lost and some other shit.
Now, is he directing it? Is he the honest-to-God only producer? Or, and I mentioned this in an after show this week, I know, I just saw the movie The Messengers.
Uh-huh.
And it's shit. It's absolute shit. It's a horror movie that doesn't need to make any fucking sense. Fuck me. But I watched it anyway. And you know why I watched it? From director Sam Raimi. And I never fall for this shit. No, Sam Raimi is a brilliant director.
Produced by director Sam Raimi.
Right. He happened to be one of the four that put money in The Messenger somewhere. It wasn't by director Sam Raimi.
It's like when those Asian movies come over and it says, Quentin Tarantino presents.
Exactly. I don't fall for that one. Right. I'm like...
He didn't direct it.
Right. Right. Usually I never get taken and I felt so stupid. Like, he had nothing to do with that movie.
I went to see Ong Bak. Whole shit was inside. I was like, damn, that Quentin Tarantino, he's crazy. And okay. No, I didn't know. Yeah, so I spent a good portion of the night roughing clothing up and doing costume stuff. And I saw him on set.
I guess you're working on this
movie? She called me last minute because somebody called out.
Oh, this movie that you're giving away.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I know. It was one day because someone called out. I've done costume stuff with her before, and so she knew she could call me last minute, and I'd probably be able to jump in.
What do the costumes look like? I'm good at this.
It's all, like, it was a lot of Old Navy. It was a lot of, like, cargo pants, tank top. Okay. Like,
but you have to.
Gear-ish,
you had to mess it up?
Not quite Army. I had to make it all dirty. I was putting dirt on things.
So can you start guessing, like, as you're walking around, like, you know, you said zombies, but, like, are these the clothes for the zombies then?
Well, the one thing that I can tell you is that the outfits are used continuously for a good portion of the movie, so I'm thinking on the run, we're not having time for party time. And a lot of the things, I had to go make a run to go get some more tank tops, and they're buying things 20 and 30 at a clip. They're not buying one or two.
In case things get ripped and
so
stuff.
Well, for continuity, yes, but for also that they're going to be wearing this consistently for a good portion
of the
movie.
Maybe 30 people would wear them and there'd be a dance ensemble.
No. Well, usually if it's for something for one character, if they're wearing it for a good portion of the movie, you buy two, three, four. If it's, you know, it's something that you can't. Exactly. Or that you can't possibly get your hands on it again.
I like where Kenda's head is at. Is it a Thriller remake?
Yes. Yes, we're all going to get together and dance. So.
I'm telling you, throw out things like that. Go, am I doing the clothes for the space scene?
Yeah.
And look if they look at you crazy or knowingly.
I'm so glad Keith doesn't have a job anymore. He'd be fired every time. He's got some wacky ideas for everybody else's job.
I saw J.J. Abrams on the set, but he was looking...
How's he looking?
Real. He's a weird-looking old dude.
Yeah, time isn't nice.
You know?
Yeah. Random question. Katayesh wants to know what color your shuffle is.
Silver.
All right. Very random.
I bought it from the Apple, that little refurbished, because they give me anything I want when I walk in there, so I'm not worried about it being refurbished. I just look at them like with sad face, like my iPod doesn't work, sad face, and they give me a new one, so I'm not worried about
that,
so I didn't
replace your thing, is what you're saying?
That U2 iPod, they gave me four of them.
What?
Endgame.
Until they were right, or what?
No, until I gave up.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What, all the ones were fucked up?
They all ended up, the hard drive ended up fucking itself up.
You do not have good luck with technology.
No, I don't. That's why I usually leave it alone.
It's really crazy.
I let it stay there.
Wow. How's your laptop doing? Okay.
Girl, it just looks at me and says, let's see. Should I turn on today?
Oh, my God.
How do I feel about this bitch? But, yeah, replacing the hard drive helped.
Well, booyouwhore.net, we need Patrice to have a laptop. Donate something if you have something extra.
People have been cool so far. It actually helped when I had to make the rental to get the time to replace the hard drive on the
sweet.
Other one. So that
you
was cool.
You deserve it.
Aww.
You deserve her for giving away this movie and people's dreams.
So if I end up working there again, I'll let you know more.
Very cool.
If that doesn't... Speaking of people not digging technology...
Yes.
Elton John would like the internet to be closed.
Does somebody have eltonjohn.com?
I do think it would be an incredible experiment to shut down the whole internet for 5 years and see what sort of art is produced over that span. There's too much technology.
More
available.
Art's being made, you fucking idiot.
This is a different
More
form of art.
More art's being made.
There's too much technology available. I'm sure as far as music goes, it would be much more interesting than it is today.
Because it's
you do it. You do it and set an example. Where are you?
Close it.
I'm making another Candle in the Wind fucking rip off. Go fuck yourself.
It's not a rip off. All I do is replace the name.
I replaced the words. Did the internet make you do that? You fuck. There's a tribute. A song. A song to a princess that you already wrote with different words. Yay.
I like that. Who's that? Stacey? You're like a candle in the wind, Stacey.
Here's what I think. I think it sounds like somebody registered him for MySpace, and he just wants to blow his brains out.
I'm done.
Because once you get sucked into that, you want the internet to die.
But my favorite said this with the interview. He's like, look, I don't even own an iPod. Well, there goes your Mac commercial. You got to think ahead, brah. Don't say you don't ever own nothing. I got everything at the house.
Why? What does he have problems with iPods for? How do you have a problem
with technology?
iPod?
It's technology. I'm good.
It's technology.
Wow. He said he's a technophobe. I don't like it.
I don't know what's dumber, that or Paul Stanley.
You know, phobe is negative. Like, phobe means you have an issue.
Whatever. Right. I'm Elton John.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, I buy nice flowers.
Well, let me tell you something.
You know what? Vibrator dildos are technology. Just so you guys know.
I've been saying this for years.
What happened?
just for a little bit. A few weeks even. Not years. A few weeks. Lock up nicely. Give them nice accommodations. All the gays. And see if everybody breathes easier. Just to see. This fucking idiot. No? It doesn't make sense? No?
Hitler says what?
Right.
Oh.
Let's lock up the internet.
No, okay.
Just for 5 years. You know? And see if anybody dies because they can't get their medicine fast enough, you fucking moron.
Thank you, Patrice, for bringing things that Keith would be upset with.
That's what I do. You know what this week? I'm not going to be entertaining. I got angry news.
That's what I...
I knew there was more.
No, keep going. The working away
house. He thinks that's what everybody's using the internet for. Music.
That's right.
Because that's snitching. All he sees when he goes into a recording studio.
That's right.
And whenever he does lays down a bad track at the internet. Do you have internet on that computer? Well, of course we do, Elton. Well, that was the problem.
There you go.
That porn infused into my...
You know what's happening is he's working a lot faster because of technology. You know, because now people are just using, you don't have to go to the studio. It could be in a laptop. Oh, wait, what do you mean we're done? Technology. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. He said at this point, all he needs it to be for him to make a hit album is him and his piano and a piece of paper. He don't need no little internet.
Do you know that recording something is technology?
Whatever.
The way that you put things so other people can hear it, that's technology. It went from 8-track to tape to whatever.
I didn't say
you know
that
what I'm
part.
Saying?
I said the internet.
I'm
you don't
just
think.
Saying.
You don't think.
I'm just saying.
Whatever, I'm Elton John, buy a candle.
Oh, my God.
$60 a pop, buy a candle.
That's a good idea. I'm such a Jew. That is a good idea.
How's Doninger supposed to buy all the food they need? How's she supposed to? She can't carry all that food she needs you from know. The grocery store. She needs the internet.
You got to get on Amazon and order that shit by the case.
Amazon,
they trying to keep
Fresh
costs
Direct,
down.
The steak place.
They're trying to keep costs down.
Hmm.
Buying a case of Cheetos is much cheaper than buying it by the bag.
You know what is great? If when she hears this, coincidentally, she's eating Cheetos.
I hope so. Let's cover all the bases. Take that butter sandwich out your mouth.
Oh, God. The gunner says Rocket Man wants to shut down the internet.
Stop being so damn judgmental. The man said to close the internet. God damn it.
I think that was pre-internet, Elt.
You leave him be.
Oh, and Sluggo says Elton John was the first celeb to, one of the first celebs to advertise for satellite radio.
There you go. That didn't work out.
Interesting.
I'm over it. Close the internet.
The King of Awesome says sounds like Elton John has an online porn addiction.
Yeah.
I said MySpace, but I think he can go there.
Maybe the husband does.
Maxim says close the internet. That's gay.
What's wrong? Somebody took EltonJohn.com?
Yes.
I said that.
Fucking cyber squatters.
Fucking cyber squatters.
Speaking of people with crazy ass demands, Prince is in the UK playing 21 nights of shows at a dome in London. And
are you going?
I wish. And his rider consists of some...
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Some things that are a bit...
I'm sorry. Whose rider is this?
Prince.
Your favorite, man.
It's a bit flagrant.
Pay attention.
He invented the guitar. Do you know that?
Yes.
He used rope and 2x4.
He invented using your thumb sometimes when you play music.
You could say his name because of him.
Prince is the original man. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
Go ahead. What's this guy doing? Does number one on the rider, extra funky?
black M&Ms.
Oh, I thought I was right.
Are there black M&Ms?
No.
I would paint. I'd use paint and just paint the top of a bowl of M&Ms, you jag off.
No. Figure it out. I think if you go on their website, they have a customizable, like for weddings and
so
stuff.
They
can make
do
it
that
in,
for him.
We got to go figure out 6 months. And remember,
he doesn't need M&Ms.
I know they have them, but it's a U.S.-based candy. We now got to ship motherfucking M&Ms. Wow.
You know what? I bet you, like his manager just gives the thing M&Ms.
Well, they
go,
say,
tell him you found it yourself.
You know what they say? Sometimes a lot of people in their writers put random things because they want to see if you're paying attention. So they'll put, like...
And what if you're not, though? What if you're not paying attention? You're not doing the venue? You don't get to see him in Giant Stadium
now. Well,
you
can get paid out.
Because he didn't get his black M&Ms.
You can get paid out for your rider.
Oh,
instead
of...
they pay you a certain amount or they fulfill your rider.
What? I would so take the pay.
As part of your contract.
So many of this...
Then I'd leave you $5 for the M&Ms.
Because the rider, you can request what the fuck... I would like an elephant and four dolphins.
The thing is,
but they pay
you know
for whatever.
How long you are backstage? Like, no time.
Yeah.
You really... Especially as a superstar.
But superstar, you have the entourage to take care of.
I guess. I don't... Like, with the amount of stuff that some of these people get...
Yeah.
So the
cash payout would be less. So let's think of things like black M&Ms. I would like four cans of cheese with and some brand new underpants.
Mariah Carey wants nice things to pet.
Stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And I'd like everything white.
Why?
And I want four dehumidifiers.
To be a jag-off. Let me tell you what I would do.
A jag-off. I really mean that.
I wouldn't get so specific like these artists are. I'd be just the opposite. I'd say like cheese. There's a kind of cheese I like. What do you think?
Look it up on the internet.
Right.
You'd make it a quiz.
Yeah. All the answers are in one of those puzzles that you have to
I'd
stare at.
I'd order regional foods from other regions in the region I'm in. I want Junior's cheesecake, and I'd be in the middle of like
Ohio.
And
you gotta walk to get it.
Go get it.
I just need simple things. I need a pound of roast beef, any kind, pound of Munster cheese, any kind of brand. I need you to buy it with your left hand. I need a transaction made with your left hand.
Yeah, don't look at me in the eyes. Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't. You're on the honor system.
Now, honestly, what would you put on a rider, though? If you had a rider and you're not being ridiculous, what would you need?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
You'd put beer down.
Of course.
And okay. Some sort of, like, alcohol as well. Like, yeah. The
five major ones. Gin, vodka, anything for friends.
Right. And things to mix with, you know, orange juice and
sodas,
whatever the hell.
Juices.
The favorite food that you like of the place, I don't know, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, you know, like something.
Right, whatever, wherever I'm at, I'm in
food.
Philadelphia, I'll take the cheesesteak.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Whatever food of the region is. Like specialty
just for
known
kicks.
For
right.
Yeah. And I don't know what the hell
that's
else
really and I'll that's take it. Deli meat while I'm thinking that's it
deli meat is always there
make a sandwich for the bus
done
that's it
yeah and a Gatorade empty Gatorade bottle
you know what I could see you having though like a PlayStation or something like that but you would travel with that
yeah you'd bring
whatever
it.
You
you'd
want you just have
right.
It's not like you're traveling in a car with everybody in there. They're traveling with a serious bus and like a whole thing. If you want a play, I'm so bad at this stuff, a Wii or a PlayStation, whatever the hot thing, or I'm so old. So you'd probably have all that on the bus because you want to continuously
you have
play
that.
It.
Yeah, and you have it in a hard case and you could bring it right in and plug it to whatever TV they have there.
Yeah, what else is there? I would imagine Keith going, you know what, if there's something that I need to see in this town that like, you know, people, then could you direct me to it or something? You know, tell my girlfriend. Right. She'll point it out.
You know what I'd get? I'd get 10 KFC Twisters, but I want all the ingredients separated in separate bowls.
Nice.
And I want to see the Twister wrappers, so nice. I know you just didn't get it made that way.
BC is guessing Keith's vague rider, one Hulk juice. You figure it out.
Right.
Wow.
And Josh DeJew, I just want to say it because his name is Josh DeJew, and he is the Jewiest. Mariah has her pussy. What more does she need to pet?
Aww.
Way to Jew it out. Way to
number
Jew
one
it out.
On Keith's rider. Be nice.
Aww, everyone be nice.
Just be nice.
I get a grilled cheese sandwich and a big bottle of water. That's all I want.
Number two, have yourself a great day.
Hug. No, everybody really hug right now.
Number 10, well, what do you like?
Buy something pretty for yourself.
Get something nice for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then everybody always wants you back.
Right.
Why not?
And everybody wants you back. And B, the lemonade doesn't have urine in it. What do you think they're doing to your food, funny
everything
Prince?
Everything passes over someone's nuts.
Let me tell you something, Prince. You're not the only joke teller tonight.
Mm-mm. I want grilled cheese, a bottle of water, and tell them you bought a whole lot of expensive shit and use the rest of the money.
And guess what, Prince? Here's the opening act.
Oh, it's got fart juice on it.
Idiot.
So besides black M&Ms, He wanted an oxygen bar set up in the backstage area with three sexy ladies to administer said oxygen.
Good. Does he also know that me and my buddies that work there are farted in the tank? Keep sniffing. Keep sniffing. Prince seems off today. Idiot. Name. Keep going. What else is on his fucking rider? I will destroy everyone. This jack.
That was about it. He just requested some fruit juices and things for his girlfriends right now. Two Caribbean twins that he's dating.
Yeah, you know what, Keith? You would get a fluffer, yes? If I would allow.
I don't think in this day and age you can actually request
sure
a fluffer.
Sure, you can.
On your
get
rider.
The fuck out of here.
You can't write it down. When they get to the venue, you can request
they'll know.
That.
The agent will know to wink, wink a couple times. It's a handshake and yeah. Fluffer?
I'll take a whore. I'm just kidding. Unless you're going to do it.
You can't write it down one whore.
No. He's quoting Usher now,
that's
yes?
Right,
yes. I'm just kidding. Unless you're going to do it.
That's Nelly.
But oh, sorry. I knew it. Right. I knew I had it wrong.
But
thank
speaking
you.
Of Usher, he was supposed to be married over this past weekend to his girlfriend, Tamika Foster, who's pregnant with his, supposedly, his child.
I say he didn't.
He did not get married.
What?
But there's more to the story.
How can there be?
What happened was, he got with her, and she's older. Right. And so he said, fine, I love her. Right. So his mother's been his manager this whole time. She managed the shit out of his career. All the money he made because of his mama. The okay. one mother that's not nuts. Not like white Oprah. So he fires the mother. And next thing it looks like, the fiance is going to end up being the manager. Get close to the wedding.
Hey, this just in. You can hire managers that really manage people, know what they're doing. It doesn't
well,
have to be your mom or girlfriend.
Well, the mom was actually doing a good job, and she manages other people.
Well, he decided she's not doing a good job all of a sudden, right?
Well, no, he decided that she had decided, the girlfriend had decided that we don't need your mother involved in right. our lives anymore. We're grown-ups now.
So I'll manage you.
I'll do it.
Right.
Oh, see, but I think it's a good idea.
She knows how life on the road works. Right. She knows all this.
I think it's a good idea to have your mom if you get along with your mom.
If you get along with her, she's never
she's not going to screw you.
She manages other people successfully.
Right. So it's the bitch that got in the way.
Okay. Right. Like I said, it's
never.
Not like it's not like Lindsay and White Oprah where it's like crazy, but
never.
So dumb. You like him for his money and
his mother
the
is
mom's
helping him make
giving
that.
Him that money.
But also she's keeping him from spending it on you. She's
whatever. How much is she taking?
The mother was the main detractor. The mother was like, you need to leave her alone. She's got kids damn near your age.
Right.
She just got divorced.
I get it, but she's still stupid. You're about to get married.
Yeah. You leave the mother alone.
Yeah.
So the mother was not invited to the wedding. We're not dealing with the mother. Come to the 11th
mother
hour.
Mother was not invited to the wedding?
Well, she was invited at the last minute. It was finally like, you know what? We can all get along. You are my mother. End of the day, you're invited. Get to the 11th hour. Comes out that the Inquirer did an interview with girlfriend's half-sister, and she's been arrested for stealing before, for theft, for
who,
fraud.
The fiancé?
The fiancé. Welfare fraud, stealing, just general chicanery.
Let me ask you this. You have all the money in the world. You're already famous.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do a background check on someone?
He was pusnetized. He was gone.
She's got to be the best pussy in the world.
She was just swinging
then.
It to the left or something. I don't know.
That's crazy.
He was not paying attention.
Because that's so easy to find, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
I could do a search on anybody right now.
Yeah.
We get to the 11th hour. It's the morning of the wedding. He has someone go tell her, look, we ain't going to get married. It's not happening. They literally, it's in the Hamptons and traffic is like fucked out there. So they had a thing where they were parking away and had a shuttle bus bringing people into the house. Mm-hmm. They literally were meeting people at the shuttle bus. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, my God.
See, in that case, still have the fucking little party.
I agree.
You got the food and shit.
Not
you already
you,
brought people out.
Not you because you're already heartbroken, but give
some
people drinks and food. They travel.
That's when you have
the
representative say, you know, unfortunately, there won't be a wedding, but we would still like you to enjoy such and such.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And I'm not saying everyone's going to enjoy themselves because
no.
it's kind of weird, but they'll have a drink and they'll have some dinner. And,
you
know,
pause for a minute, then you head back to where you're going. We gossip about you.
People do work to get to a wedding, especially, you know,
and Usher
Hamptons
caliber kind
and,
of.
Yeah.
They, half of them
they
were
change
like record
schedules
people
around.
That did things and whatever.
You don't want to fuck with that.
So, turns out what happened was he had called the mother to say, I'd really like you to come to the wedding. And the mother's like, I really don't think you should do that. And he realized, yeah, my mother, you got my best interest at heart. You know what? I ain't going to marry this bitch. Fuck it. And he's not marrying her.
All right.
Mother's back in the fold.
Welcome back.
The mother's actually engaged herself. So, they're now working on the mother's wedding. They're getting back to basics.
That should have been her engagement party right there.
He and Tamika are pretending that they're still together. They're not together. Don't worry about it.
Oh, they're not telling
they're
the
not
press.
Together. They're not telling anybody yet. They did. They set up bullshit press photos where they're like they're walking together because her first thing after the, oh, we're not getting married. You stunned and shocked me so much. I need to go to the hospital. I think I'm losing our baby. this bitch likes to play. But it turns out the baby might not be his anyway. The baby might be her ex-husband's because the times don't match. Ain't nobody 7 months pregnant. Keep it moving.
Wow.
They're playing games with some Parker brothers.
What a crazy thing to do. Like, that is the craziest game. And bitches be doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. No, but to, like,
you
got to
find a doctor to induce you real
that's
quick.
That's crazy. I'd hate years? To be a guy just never knowing that it's...
Not yours?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That sucks. That's I don't know how crazy. You could do that to somebody in sleep. That's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And to your baby.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a baby, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything else in the...
Yes. Speaking of people not knowing what to do with their babies.
Ding, my cousin's wedding just started.
Oh, all shit. Right.
Just letting everyone know.
Well, then real quick, Britney Spears this week, her triumph in parenting. Her two sons, Sean Preston and Jaden James, are apparently having a bit of teeth trouble because she, you know when babies are that young and they suck on bottles at night and they fall asleep with it, they can get tooth decay.
It rots their teeth, yeah.
Well, when you fill the bottles with Coca-Cola and whatnot.
What is that?
If you leave a baby with a bottle. Okay. For an extended period of time, usually overnight, if they fall asleep. It could be just, it does happen a little bit with milk, but anything with a lot of sugar, because it basically sits in their mouth the entire
night. They have
to
get off milk also for it.
Right.
Because milk has enough
sugar.
The last
bottle of a night for a baby should be water.
Okay.
Just to rinse things out. Just to let you know, for, you know.
I bet somebody's hearing this going, oh, really?
Yeah. It should always be water because it doesn't have any.
All right.
Or it's, whatever. But so Brittany visited the dentist, and she was having her usual thing done at the dentist, and she had a moment of she had a brain fart. She looked at the dentist and said, I want to make an appointment for the boys. And he's like, I don't do children's dental work, but I can recommend somebody.
How old are the boys again?
The boys are, they're both, well, one's just about one or just turned one, and the other one's just about three.
Okay.
So she's like, no, I need them to see you because I want to set up appointments for both of them for teeth whitening.
Ew. Ew.
Brittany, they ain't keeping those, first of all.
Oh my god.
And second of all, baby, those are babies.
You didn't just say that.
She went to try to make an appointment to bleach the baby's teeth. K-Fed, please go get your children.
Oh my god.
That woman ain't right.
Oh my, what? Oh my god.
The doctor really had to look at her like, get out.
Because you have to envision this. When you get your teeth whitened, there's a contraption in your mouth.
Laser. Because she's probably going for the expensive, bright white business where they're shooting a laser at your face.
Wow.
Let's go get the babies and strap them in and see what happens.
Wow.
They don't have teeth big enough for that bullshit.
Oh, poor babies. And did you say she puts Coca-Cola in their bottle?
She gives them soda in the bottle. You know how I feel about that.
You know how I feel about that. They're going to be my position.
That is great. You know what? What's it like to be so...
Keith offered me soda today.
Thank you, Keith.
I didn't offer soda.
Thank you. I wish you would drink some soda, please.
We're out of the
fancy. Patrice is still not on coffee because she's waiting for me to fuck up.
I really looked at her. What was it, like 2 weeks ago? I was like, look, if we drink it at the same time. I'm just saying, the offer is open.
When do you think the other person will just go, just take an extra second?
You know what it is? I have so many things that would involve coffee, like brunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coffee is similar to alcohol, where it's like such a social thing.
I like
you
alcohol.
Know? Soda, people look at you bad, but if you say you want to get coffee, people
nobody really
are like,
thinks
yippity
anything
skip.
Of it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it just, it's hot. Iced coffee would do it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm drinking Thai iced tea.
Josh, did you say Chemda's wishing she can have soda in her bottle? I used to do that. I used to fill up the water bottles when they were done with soda and just sit there and slurp on it.
That's dedication.
It's terrible.
You should do that right now.
Terrible. Fuck you.
Do that.
And from before, the King of Awesome says, did he, quote, usher her out? Ha!
Nice.
Yeah, don't read that one. I did, you fucker.
Mm-mm-mm. Anything else before we get out of here? You have to go to your wedding.
Before you get to the end of it, I just want to quickly say keithmcgirl.com/live for all the live stuff that we do. And we're going to be working on some new events coming up. So always check the website. And tomorrow's show will be at noon because all three of us are going camping.
Camping!
It's going to be so awesome. We're taking a black person camping.
I went and got my hair done to go camping. I don't know why.
Wow.
I might go get my toes done if I have time.
That's the toes done is like really not a good idea.
I know. Still going to go.
Keith's new DVD that just came out a couple weeks ago is in the store, keithandthegirl.com/store. So is the t-shirt for the U.S. team. That's a limited edition t-shirt that's not going to be renewed. What do you call that? It's not going to be reordered
at
all.
It's a single run.
Yeah. So get it while it's hot. keithandthegirl.com/store.
The Gunner saying, you know, at least Britney Spears is going to the dentist and not just using bleach underneath the sink.
Oh, okay.
That's a nice one. No, I like that, Gunna. That was good. Nice. That was nice.
I could see her doing that. She's so stupid.
She's
at
so
this
stupid
point.
That she is now the latest scam in emails. Lately, I get emails like, oh, click here. You got to see this dumb thing Britney's doing. And I'm like, that is obviously a scam. Mm-hmm. I so want to click it, though. Like, what?
She does
is
something dumb every day.
She's so dumb.
Right, she's dumb. If you're listening live, I'm going to play the interview we did yesterday from David Lawrence. If you download it like most people do and you're missing out, check out the full interview at thedavidlawrenceshow.com. That's why he's mad. Somebody took davidlawrence.com. Now I get it. But here's a little clip for you anyway. This is us talking with David about thesimpsonsmovie.com and, quite frankly, being nice.
Before we named our show KeithandTheGirl.com, we went to KeithandTheGirl.com. That's what you have to do. People are naming their bands based on if the .com is available.
I agree with you.
But your point is a weird what if. What if? Well, I don't know.
No,
we didn't.
Here's my point. If that happened, or any domain that was precious to you or was owned by you, a trademark owned by you, how would you react? Would you be nice and say, please just give it back?
Hey, I would be nice first. I have a saying, my friend. And,
what is it?
And it goes like this. You can catch more bees with honey. And what that means is if you honey's sweet and bees like it.
Yeah, and I hear that every day on the podcast. You are like that all the time. You know, come on. I mean, I can only imagine what kind of horror people would suffer if they tried and failed to mess with you.
At first I'd be nice, and that's the truth.
I'm kind of on your side in this business of being nice and
good, because
sort of
I'm calling you up. I'm calling you to the stand. Thank you for saying that.
Sure. Not that it matters legally. I mean, you don't have to be nice. You just have to be accurate.
Right.
And so I find it interesting that you're all exercised about this business of they weren't nice.
Right. People.
There's no requirement in the law for them to be nice.
There's no requirement on earth for people to be nice unless you believe in the one true God, Jesus Christ. But you know what? I'm still going to be nice.
Should we do a prayer before we start this podcast?
I would love to. I would love to.